السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات لما بينهما إذا اجتنب الكبائر، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, cherisher, giver and taker, protector and provider. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is aware of each and everything. In everything happens in this dunya with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should say salutations upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abundantly, constantly, because of his existence, we have achieved all these things which we are utilizing. And this is all the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O my Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, we have sent down you onto the earth as a mercy for the whole of the mankind, for the whole of the world. My brothers and sisters, this is our last Friday, and this whole month of Ramadan, it unique Ramadan. We never had this kind of Ramadan in our entire life. It's totally different atmosphere, totally different experience, and we can say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very unique way, everything happens through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows what is the wisdom behind it, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, keep us away from his masjid and for Haramain Sharifain. Allah knows best which kind of sins we have committed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this decision. We all have to ask forgiveness. We all have to cry towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy. Definitely, inna Allah arhamur rahimin. Allah is most merciful. This Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, started uniquely. The first day of Ramadan was the Jummah, Sayyidul Ayyam, best day of the week. And maybe this is our last day. So our beginning of Ramadan was the Yawmul Jum'ah, and its ending of Ramadan also Yawmul Jum'ah. And after a long time, we have 5 Jum'ahs in 1 month of Ramadan. Very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always thank for this great favor and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan has granted us abundant time. We never had this kind of experience, that we spend maximum amount of time with our family, with our beloved ones, with our close relatives. We never had this opportunity in previous Ramadan. We used to go to the work morning to evening, and we very little time used to spend with our family members. But this Ramadan, we had this opportunity that alhamdulillah, maximum amount of time we have spent with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our family members. My brothers and sisters, what was the purpose of Ramadan? We are now farewelling Ramadan. This is the ending of Ramadan. What was the theme of Ramadan? What was the plan of Ramadan? What was the schedule of Ramadan? What was the wisdom of Ramadan? What was the reason of Ramadan? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us this holy month of Ramadan? What was the purpose of this Ramadan? What was the aim and object of this holy month of Ramadan? If you understand And if we achieved it some distance, we cannot achieve 100% totally. But if we are able to do, some sort of, activities which was required and expected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from us, how far we were able to do that? That is a question mark. You know, after everything, after every event or, function or occasion, a person is sitting back, or the person who has a business, after the end of the year is sitting back and is thinking and pondering and, reviewing throughout the year what he did, how much is gained, how much is lost. So we also, in the end of the Ramadan, we should sit down for a while and we should think and ponder how much we have achieved, how much we have changed during this month of Ramadan. Is it beneficial for us, or is it was still the same as the normal days of out of Ramadan? We all have to think and ponder about it. What was the purpose of Ramadan? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted in Surah Al-Baqarah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. That oh who you believe, the Ramadan, the fasting of Ramadan made a compulsory upon you as it was made compulsory and obligatory upon the previous nations, upon the previous ummah as well. Why? لعلكم تتقون, so you may achieve taqwa, you may achieve piety, you may achieve righteousness, you may achieve God-fearing. You must discipline yourself, inner discipline, self-controlling, self-quarantine in today's terms. So how far we achieve that? We all have to think and ponder. And alhamdulillah, for some extent, we were able to do so, because this is the mercy. This is the whole month of mercy. From the beginning, from the first moment of the Ramadan until the end, day and night, 24/7, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, descending abundantly, unlimited. Angels are not able to write it down. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in one of the hadith, which is the hadith of Qudsi, As-siyamu li wa ana ajzi'u bihi. That a fasting is for me only, exclusively. It is only for me, and I will reward my servants. Allah has never said this kind of statement or this kind of virtue for any other ibadah. Not for salah, not for zakah, not for hajj, not for tilawat of the Quran, not for zikrullah. No any other ibadah that you find in the book of ahadith or in the ayat of the Holy Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proudly saying that this is for me and I will reward for it myself, not by angels. All the rewards are been given by angels, distributed by angels. But especially the fasting was such a great ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, leave alone, I will grant my servant by myself on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made 8 gates of the paradise. As I mentioned yesterday, 8 gates of the paradise. And one of the special gate is Babur Rayyan. Babur Rayyan. And that is a VIP gate. On the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make announcement by angels. The angels will announce in the majma, in the gathering of the millions of the people. He said, Aina Saimun, Aina Saimun. Where are those who used to fast in their worldly life? Where are those? So those all fasting people will arise. They will stand up. There's special honor. There's a special dignity. Then angels will, guide them. Please come forward. There is a special gate waiting for you. You are very VIP servants of Allah, VIP guest of Allah today. Go and enter through this gate. This is only exclusively for you. Babur Rayyan. And then when all the Saimun, all the fasting people will enter through that gate, then Allah will say, okay, close it now. No one else allowed. So that was a special honor. Why? Some ulama explain this. Saum is such a ibadah, fasting, that it is like angelic ibadah. Like we are imitating with Allah's sunnah. How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't eat. He doesn't require food. Angels are not eating. And for the time being, just for a few hours, from Subah Sadiq till sunset, we are not eating too. So in that sense, we are imitating little bit with Allah's sunnah. Allah doesn't eat at all. Angels don't eat at all. But we are stopping eating in certain period just because of the hukam in command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't drink. Angels are not drinking any kind of liquid, any kind. They don't need any drink. They don't require it. And in these certain hours of the day, we are also imitating and we are also, following that way of angelic, the way of malaika, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we stop drinking. Although we have the desire to drink, we are thirsty during the day, in whole days, but we stopping, we discipline ourselves, we are controlling ourselves. So we are inculcating, adopting, implementing some sifat and attributes of the angels and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you just for the while, you became like me, you control yourself, also you have desire, just for my sake, just for my pleasure, come, I will reward you for my special hand. You deserve a special reward. Just little sacrifice, my brothers and sisters. So we should not forget the same Allah will be after Ramadan also. As we were obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the whole month of Ramadan. Food was there, no one was there. We have all the opportunities, all the chance to eat. We were hungry, we had desire, and still we control ourselves. Which was halal. But for the sake of Allah, we didn't eat. We didn't put anything in our mouth. Likewise, we were thirsty. Water was available. No one was there to watch or stop us. But by ourselves, we did not drink. We decided not to drink it. Why? Because the sake of Allah, because the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the halal things, we stop and refrain from ourselves, what about after the Ramadan? We think we are going to be free. Yes, shaitan will be free after Ramadan. He's going to grab us. So are we going to hug, say, shaitan after Ramadan? Oh, my friend, I was missing you so much. Where was your whole month? I didn't see you. We shouldn't do that. That should not be our attitude. Our attitude should not change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to rectify ourselves, to change our behavior, to correct our direction. Now in the whole month of Ramadan, we have one direction, one focus, how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were starving. We were making all the efforts. We were sacrificing all the things. Whole day we were fasting. At night we were standing for Taraweeh prayer. We are trying to recite the Holy Quran. We were able to make some zikrullah. And before breaking fast or tahajjud time, we were raising our hands and we were making dua for ourselves and for our ummah. That was our schedule during the month of Ramadan. And purposely, we were trying to abstain ourselves from committing sin. Those brothers who have a habit of smoking, they have desire to smoke, but during the month of Ramadan, they stop smoking till sunset. They have everything, but they are not doing that. So all the bad habits also, we were trying to avoid it. We were trying to stay away from those bad habits. Oh, fighting, quarreling, no man, I am fasting. Please, don't start with me. I don't want to break my fast. I don't want to spoil my fast. I don't want to abuse my words because I am fasting. Every sin or every evil act used to come forward in front of us. We used to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me avoid all these things because I am fasting. I am in a state of fast. I should not commit any sin deliberately, knowingly. Right? And we were able to do that successfully, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were, some extent, we were able to control our nafs, we were able to control our desires and lust, and we were able to do the good things. Isn't it? We were not so punctual before Ramadan for our Fajr Salah, for example, or Isha Salah, or during the day, Zuhar or Asr Salah. But because we were fasting, we were very cautious about all five-time prayers. And we were making all the efforts to perform our all five-time prayers, because we know we are fasting. This is the month of Ramadan. One Faraz Salah is equivalent to 70 times more. One Nafal is equivalent to Faraz. We heard all these virtues. And we were able to do some zakat in Tahajjud before Suhoor. We were able to pray some Ishraq or Chas or Awabin with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No? So we were able to do some extra ibadah. We were able to abstain from the committing sin. We were able to open the Holy Quran and used to recite on daily basis. Now what after the Ramadan? We are going to close Quran and put it away for the rest of the year? No, my brothers, sisters, it should not happen. The way we were reciting the Holy Quran every single day, we should continue doing that rest of the year. It is said, whoever take care of the Ramadan and passes his Ramadan rightly, correctly, right? Allah will give him the tawfiq and ability to continue rest of the year. Allah will give tawfiq. But the things will be from our side. You know, we should have that zeal, we should have that enthusiasm, we should have that desire, that we should have that aim. No, I came so far and I made an effort on it, I'm not going to lose it after Ramadan. I'm not free. Same Allah is there after Ramadan too. So same Kiram and Katibin are or sitting on our soldiers. They are going to write the things. So the main purpose of the Ramadan was to adopt the taqwa. And that was the guiding,